This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. Perhaps some of you have heard of the tragedy that took place a few days ago here in our city of Dallas, where very sad news that a certain brother became angry in a domestic violence case and murdered his wife, Allahu musta'an, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa quwwata illa billah. And the four children then became orphans. He was put into jail. We prayed the janazah for her here in this masjid a few days ago. And the four children, because there's no immediate relatives, the four children have been taken into the foster care system, and we don't know, in all likelihood, they will be given to non-Muslim families. Inshallah, we're going to be giving multiple khutbas about domestic violence, but because this just happened this week, and we pray janazah right here in this masjid over our sister, may Allah Azza wa Jal accept her shahada and grant her firdaus, it is imperative that we just pause for a second and reflect about our own realities. So much can be said and will be said, inshallah. We'll have specific seminars for this topic in the upcoming months. But first and foremost, 1 millisecond of anger changes an entire life of 6 people. 1 millisecond of anger. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Be careful, brothers and sisters, be careful of acting in a fit of rage. Our Prophet ﷺ told us, anger is from shaytan. Al-ghadabu mina shaytan. When you feel angry, say a'udhu billah, say bismillah, do wudu, sit down, don't act, don't talk. Second point, we've given khutbas about this, we'll give seminars more about this. The sad taboo of domestic violence. You know, we are taught when you see something, say something. We're taught this about terrorism, whatnot. We need to start applying this within our communities and families. I speak bluntly and loudly and clearly. Every one of you in this audience is responsible for your immediate circle of family and friends, acquaintances and relatives. If you know your cousin, if you know your brother, if you know your immediate friend is abusing his or her spouse, and it's a two-way street. Yes, the majority of abusers are men, without a doubt. But sometimes it is the women physically abusing the men. It's a two-way street. It happens on both ways. If you know somebody that is being abused in your own circle, do not stay quiet. Intervene, get involved. And if need be, if it is life-threatening, how can you not call the police to prevent something like this? Brothers and sisters, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 4 innocent young children are now in the foster care system. In all likelihood, they're going to be raised by non-Muslims. What can be said here? Monitor and be aware of what is happening in your own circle. Do not tolerate domestic violence. The third point, if you yourself are having issues with marriage, if you yourself are having, you know, marital disputes, do not trivialize solving those problems before they get to a level. I mean, this is obviously extreme, but even less than this. There's nothing wrong with counseling. It's not taboo. You know, in our cultures of back home, in our cultures of our elders, we would think that, you know, these types of psychiatrists, these types of therapists, this is not for normal people. You know, we now know it is meant for normal people. We now know this is nothing. There should be no taboo about getting therapy, about going to a marriage counselor, about figuring out what is going on, bringing in. The Quran references a type of counseling. Allah Azza wa Jal explicitly says, if the two of them are about to divorce, let everyone reach out to an elder, let everyone reach out to a hakam, a judge, and let them all come together. Spill all the beans. Be very frank in this private gathering. What is happening? Why is there dispute? And then try to resolve the problem internally before something like this happens. Brothers and sisters, as a community, we have to raise the bar. And the final point, last night we invited a family lawyer, and she explained to us the reality that as soon as something like this happens and the Muslim children get into the foster system, the courts have no time, no luxury to wait 10 months. They have to go immediately to the first family available, a family that has already registered to adopt children. These are foster families. And unfortunately, in our culture and our faith communities, by and large, we don't get involved in the system. Because we don't get involved in the system, I mean, you can't really blame the courts. These are 4 kids. What are you going to do with them? They need a house. They're going to go to the first first family that can take them. If they can't take all four, they're going to separate the kids into different families. And the fact of the matter, 99.99% of the people on that list are not from a Muslim background, which means we need to raise the bar. So yesterday we invited the lawyer. She told us what needs to be done. You need to register with the family services. You need to make a phone call, you know, fill out a form. It doesn't cost any money. It costs minimal amount of time, such that may Allah protect all. And sometimes it's not even an accident. It could be a tragedy, a car accident, let's say. It doesn't have to be a murder. Sometimes things happen and there's no family. There are Muslim children involved. So what I'm asking those of you who are able to financially and marital wise and stability wise, if you're able to register yourself and you have the right to say, I want people from my ethnic background, I want people from my faith community, you have that right. And once that, may Allah protect any family, but once that happens, we want Muslim couples to be on that list. We don't have Muslim couples on that list. And so unfortunately, these four kids, in all likelihood, we are not certain and there's confidentiality, but realistically, we spoke to the, you know, people, there are no Muslims on this list. That's the problem. It's not that the government is being, no, what are you going to do when there's no Muslim families that want to take care of Muslim kids? It's not anybody else's fault. It's our fault. So that's why in the khutbah, I am raising this public awareness that not just anger management, not just, you know, domestic violence and therapy, but also we need to collectively take charge of our community. So please, sisters and brothers, husbands and wives, talk to each other. If you're able to have a sponsor, have a child, a foster child, you know, of our background, then go through the process, call up the necessary phone calls, they'll come and visit you, fill out the forms, and have your name on the emergency list. If anything like this happens, we want them to come to a Muslim family, be raised by a Muslim couple. This is fard kifaya on all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from ever having to see something like this again. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la ta'ala fi hadha al-yawmi dhanban illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma ghafir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman, wala taja'a fi qulubina ghillan lilladhina amanu. Rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز عباد الله إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه فقال عز من قائل عليما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب.